Howdy freaks. I wasn't ready. I hit record and I wasn't ready. I'm at home. I'm in my bed. It's Sunday. It's 12:25 Sunday. You know, Sunday to Monday. I went on a date. I haven't gone out on a date. I mean, I would go out with Mr. Tiffany's, but it wasn't the same as going out on a date, only because we were already a thing. But we did date and he did take me to nice places, so I won't ever take that away from him in that, because that was nice. I had a nice time with that. I went on a date to this restaurant near my house. I'm not gonna tell you because you're gonna know where I live. I was looking for the microphone earlier today. I have no idea. I have an idea where it is, but I don't know where it is. So tonight, así se va. I'm Puss Puss. Excuse me. Also known as Kiki in the summertime. And I am recording to tell you my adventures of the lifestyle and all that stuff. But if you've been keeping up with the story, there hasn't been a lot of the lifestyle going on, but there was a good party that I went to a few weeks ago that should definitely get posted. But I'm going to keep this one short and brief because I told someone that I would post something last weekend, and I did not, and I've been thinking about you almost every single day. Funny thing is, I don't know this person. They said they found me through that podcast, interview that I did for Soft White Underbelly. I was so nervous for that thing. I was sleep deprived. I didn't love my outfit. I didn't love my makeup. I don't like the picture that they use for the cover. I think my skin looks terrible. I look terrible. I have not watched it. I've seen a little bit of it. Mr. Tiffany saw it and he said it was great, that I was a natural, this and that. But that was also while he was like deep in the throes of his lust for me. So that was that. I did one more podcast since. It's called The Natural Effect. This motherfucker was misogynistic as fuck. It was like he brings girls who are like, he finds on Tinder and, you know, to talk about dating and stuff. And it was terrible. So that's where this is going, Tinder. I've been using OkCupid and Tinder. And I downloaded Bumble and Hinge. And I have yet to really use Bumble. It just seems, it's just a different format. So it just seems kind of weird. And on OkCupid, I've matched with a few guys, but like, it has not worked out because I don't think I've met anyone. I've met up with anyone from OkCupid. They've all been from Tinder. I saw the musician on OkCupid and that fucked with me for a little bit. And I was like, I'm not going over there. I'm not blah, blah, blah. And he was traveling during those days. And when the minute he gets back, he calls me. I'm like, okay, I'm on my way. Fucking, I'm not going to call myself a loser or pathetic, but, you know, an addict is an addict. There's this other guy and that is a fan. I used to call him my fan from Japan because he found me. I meant to ask him how he found me. And I digress. We're not going to talk about him right now. We're going to talk about why I'm recording Tinder, the Tinder guys. So I've been on Tinder since December and I have met, this is number 5. I've met up with 5 guys since December. We're in March. I met one, I think like late January, early February. I met one in January. I wasn't feeling him. He lived very far away. He lives in Van Nuys. I feel like Cher from Clueless. That's too fucking far. And then I don't know if it was his breath, his hair, his shirt, something had an odor. And I'm good. Plus he had dogs. And he didn't have private space. Like, I'm not gonna say I was lowering my standards, because at this point, I'm only now figuring out for real, what the fuck my standards are and what it is that I seek. And for sure, one of the things that I need is to know that my man, the person that I'm with, the person that I'm fucking, like, consistently can provide for me. If you cannot provide for me, I'm good. I can provide for me, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that, you know? But if you want to be here, and if you don't like it, that's fine. You don't have to be here. You don't have to like it. You don't have to listen. You don't have to do it. I'm not the one for you. That is fucking fine. That is absolutely fucking fine. Which is why the musician, me and the musician cannot be. I cannot. I cannot. Okay. So that was the first one. The second one I met, I liked him. I came home late. Not that late, like almost midnight-ish. A little buzz, a little drunk, a little lonely. So I started swiping and I came across this guy and I was like, all right. You know, it wasn't even that. I swiped no on everyone. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to swipe right for like the next few. And I swiped right on him and it was like, oh, it's a match. I was like, oh, okay. So I said my line. Oh my God, you guys are going to love my pickup line. It's, or I guess my intro line. It's, hey, how's it going? If I saw you, imagine, like, for all the girls, like, oh, you got to tell me something funny, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. If we were out in public and you came up to me randomly and told me a joke, I'd think you're fucking weird. But if you came up to me and you were like, hey, I saw you standing there. You caught my eye. How's it going? You're going to get my attention. It's real fucking simple. Like, simple. Hey, I saw you. Caught my eye. How's it going? I'm going to blush a little. And you're like, okay. You don't even have to be my type. I just like that you approached me. I like that you said something. So, me and this guy started talking. And I wanted to hang out. I was like, well, listen, I'm going to go out and meet up with some friends at a comedy show. You should come through. And he was like, oh, I don't know. It's weird meeting up with all your friends. And I was like, okay, tell me why. And no, I didn't even say tell me why. He ended up showing up. And I was like, hell yeah. If he shows up, like, he could get it. You know, like, oh, I'm real fucking easy sometimes. So he comes through, gets a drink, we hang out, we talk. And he told me he was into feet. So hold on as I smoke. So for those of you who don't know, it's not that I'm into feet or having my feet worshipped, but like I'm into having my feet worshipped. Like it's been happening for a while and I like it. So I was gonna offer him my feet. Like if you come through, you could have my feet, right? So as he sat next to me and he didn't, I was like, okay. Then the thing was over, the show was over, we went outside to smoke and talk. And I was, you know, I liked him enough to be like, why are you leaving? Like, let's hang out some more. But whatever, he had to go. And we talked and I was like, you know, I'd like to. I want to hang out. I want to hang out some more. And I don't know if it was that night. The next time I was like, listen, like, I like you enough just to fuck. Like, I just want to fuck you. Like, let's fuck. And he's like, okay, for sure. And he sent me a picture of him and like dick out and everything. And I was like, I don't want to see your dick. Like, I want to feel it. I was like, I want to see you naked. Like, I want to fuck you. Like, for me to have that desire for another person, especially when the musician was already, like, in the picture, is a lot, you know? And he was, like, the riot shade of black. I like a rich, 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 dark-skinned man, you know? Like, just full of color. And I love the contrast between their skin and mine, his skin and mine. And so I was like, I want to see you naked. I want to fuck you. And his dick was big. Like, I was ready. He wanted a bunch of stuff. Like, he wanted me to submissive. He wanted to keep his thumb in my ass. He wanted me to lick like a dog, like a puppy. Things that I was not about to do. And so, whatever, we're talking one morning. And I'm horny. I want to fuck. And we're talking. He's telling me things. And it's funny because, like, online is like, or when we're texting, his, like, demeanor's, like, a little more aggressive, a little more demanding. But then I talked to him, and his voice is very soft. And he's like, well, I'm a gentle daddy. And I'm like, I need an aggressive daddy. Like, I need to be put in my place. I don't want to be put in my place. I need to be put in my place. And so he said that. And he kept trying to have phone sex. And I was like, no, no, no. In person. So you're not going to come to my place. But the same reasons that he wasn't coming to my place, I wasn't going to go to his, right? We want to respect each other's personal space, like privacy, blah, 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 blah. But he was trying to come over. And I was like, no, 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 no. And I even was like, you know what? I'll fuck in the car. Like, it's fine. We'll fuck in the car. We had phone sex, and I did not hear from this man again. What in the actual fuck? How? Okay, let's skip ahead. Oh my God, I meet up with this other guy. I told him I'm not trying to give you the runaround, this and that. That's actually me. He pulls up near me, train station. I told him, well, we're going to meet in front of this place. He's like, no, I'm over here, already lit up. Okay. That already, you know, gave me an idea that there was a red flag coming. Because he didn't want to meet where I was at. And it was a little bit darker where he was at. Whatever, I show up, talk, hang out, smoke a blunt. Oh, fucking pin roll, too. Okay? And we're chilling, whatever. And we're talking. And he's telling me, you know, he wants to cuddle. He wants someone. He wants to feel something. And I'm like, listen, do the things that you want physically override the connection? That, you know, like, the desire? And he's like, no, I want to like him, this and that. Okay. He's like in his 30s. Asked him a question about himself, asked him another question about himself, and he got a little weird. He's like, who do you think you are, Miss Detective? And I was like, whoa. I was like, not at all, man. Just asking questions. He's like, well, if you want to know something, ask. And I'm like, I did. And at this point, like, okay, you just flipped, right? So we keep on talking. He's like, what about you? Do you have this? Do you have that? I was like, yeah, I answered everything honest. I was like, I got nothing to hide, my guy. I'm like, oh, I'm cool as shit or whatever. And so he is like, he shows me his phone. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, I'm at 11%. I'm like, all right. He's like, so what are we going to do? We're going to go hang out with your friends. Me, you're going to go back to my place. What are we going to do? And I was like, you know, I think I'm going to let you go home and charge your phone. All right, well, let's exchange numbers and, you know, we'll hang out. And I was like, you know what? Why don't we stay on the app? We'll make a plan to hang out and go from there. Oh, no, I'm right here. Do you hear this? And I'm looking around. What the fuck is he talking to, right? So do you hear this? And I look around and he goes, yeah. Who else gonna do this? And I was like, oh, hell no. This motherfucker just flipped a switch. I was like, he's showing me his crazy side. And I was like, okay. I was very grateful I did not get punched, because I would have gotten punched repeatedly and nobody would have been there to save me. I always go for the worst case scenario, right? Well, it could have been even worse than that. And so I'm like grabbing my sweater, wrapping up, and I'm like, I'm going to go. I got to go. And I'm walking away. And he's still saying something. And I'm like, oh my God, no. So I leave. Long story short, I leave. I'm like running away. I'm on my way to the K-Town Munch. I think that this man, I'm trying to get on the bus. I thought that he was on the bus. I didn't even get on the bus. I ended up walking all the way to the K-Town Munch. It was like a cool 2 miles. Okay. So I was like, I can't meet any more people, but I'm going to still try. I swear to God, I've been having conversation with these Tinder guys. And mid-conversation, I have gotten unmatched. I am lowering my fucking standards for some of these losers just based on conversation. Because I'm like, you know what? Let me get to know this motherfucker. Maybe he's not that bad. Maybe he just did some mistakes. Like, I've done dumb things that have me stuck in some situations. Okay. I should just be a cunt. Not even a bitch. A fucking cunt. But we'll continue. So, I meet this other guy last week-ish. Last Friday-ish. And we had talked. He sent a message. And I was like, well, ask me out. He goes, let's go out Friday night. Okay, cool. We barely talked between those times. Friday, he goes, we still on for tonight? I was like, yeah, let's go. All right. I tell him, let's go to this place in Culver City. All he did was tap in the name of the place. There's one on Silver Lake. He ended up in Silver Lake. I was like, oh my God. No. Finally shows up. We go get a drink at this place, which is really, really cool and great. And he gets a double. I was like, okay. We were talking, sitting, talking. And I saw that he was, you know, he was human. He was real. I was like, okay. We're walking. We go some to this one bar that has an elevator. Get in the elevator. I kiss him. Okay. Because, you know, like, what's up? Let me kiss you. Let's see what's up. So that set it off. He's like, oh, no. Not all I want. And I want. And I want. I'm like, what do you want? He's like, I want to fuck you. This man pulled me over into a corner. Took his dick out. I was like, no, that's not how it works. Then he's like, yeah, I want to do something. I want to fuck right here. I was like, no, that's not how it works. Like, relax. Like, it's way too late. It's way too early. I'm not about to get it caught up for you. I don't even know you. So we go to, and he's younger than me. He's like 29. Most of these guys are younger than me, right? This guy's like 29, I think. And 28, I don't know. And we are walking. I was like, no, we're scouting. So I found a place. We go back to his car. We park where I said I scouted. And we're making out. Kisses are like, whatever. That's the thing. Most guys really, like, they need assistance in that area. So kissing was like, whatever. And then I take his dick out. I'm a little tired right now. My top comes off. My bottoms come off. I was wearing one of my onesies, the black one, one shoulder one. And I'm stroking his dick. I'm having him finger me because I'm like, no, touch it. So he's touching it. He's fingering me. That's feeling good. He's enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I'm like, do you have a condom? No. I'm like, so you're trying to fuck without a condom? Come on, my guy. So I got a condom. I put it on him. And I told him to sit. And he sits. And I get on top. And I ride him. He's sucking on my titties. That part's feeling good. I was enjoying that part. I keep going. I'm just riding. It didn't take that long. Keep riding. My knee, my left knee is fucking hurting because I'm jamming it into the fucking side. I don't know what the fuck was on that side. It wasn't a seatbelt, but it was some shit. I have bruises on the bottom of my fucking shin. Fucking lame. So I'm riding his dick, sucking on my titties. My thing is to the side. I'm over here trying to keep a lookout at the same time. And then I'm like, I'm going to come. And I start to come. And it feels good. And he's making sounds too. That was the thing. First he fucked me. He was on top. I was on my back, like curved to the side. Like first legs open, then to the side. And I was like, wow, this yoga is really fucking paying off. Like all this yoga is really fucking paying off. Because I was able to hold that position in like just good. Like I was holding myself okay. So then I'm on top. That's what I'm writing. Because I was like, no. I was stimulated first. So that's what made it better. I come. I thought he came. And then he's like, no. And he takes out the condom. And he's freaking. I was like, why did you take it off then? I was like, I know this fucker did not think he was going to nut in my mouth. It's like, it's okay. I have another one. So I grab another condom. And put it back on. I bend over, like, really down, crouched down in the back seat. And I pull my suit to the side. I'm like, come on. And he gets on, he's fucking. I honestly don't think he went more than 2 minutes, if that. And he's like, I'm gonna come. And he came. And I was glad that he did. And then that was done. And we had a minute of, you know, let's recollect. And then I asked for a ride home because, like I told y'all, I don't have a car right now. So I was like, hey, I'm like, take me home. So he brought me home. And one more story and I'm gonna wrap it up. So this guy right now, he asked me out. You know, we had been talking. And I'm like, yeah, let's hang out, let's do something. And then I'm like, hey, what do you want to do? And he wanted to go to a restaurant that was near my house, like fucking perfect. I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. Let me tell you, I ate. It was a Mexican restaurant. I ordered the chile rellenos plate and I ate. And I was concerned that I would be gassy, that I would be uncomfortable, that I don't know. And I did yoga today, so like I felt like I didn't feel snatched, but I felt much better than I had before yoga. And y'all can laugh at me if you want, but I took a, like, you know, like Beano, like those gas X pills. I took one because I was not about to be gassy on the date or, you know, after the food. Like, I needed to keep it ladylike. And so we went, we had that. It was good. I ate my food, he ate his food, he had tacos. And then we leave. Where's my water? I'm all dry. Here. And so, it's just on the floor, hold on. We leave, we start walking, and we didn't drink anything. I'm a big fan of not spending money that's not mine, you know? So if you're not drinking, I'm generally not drinking unless you're like, hey, get a drink. This is also a first date. I wasn't here to spend all your money. So I go and we leave and I'm like, so like, what do you want to do? He's like, I don't know. Okay. I was like, well, I don't really want to go drink if you're not going to drink. And he's like, no, you can drink, have a mocktail. And I'm like, no, like, I'm good. I don't want to do that. And I was like, well, I'm not ready to go home. And we were walking and talking and he was saying, so I was like, listen, how do you generally end a date? He's like, well, you know, we'll talk, this and that. And he's like, what about you? I was like, well, I'll tell you. I went on 2 dates once from guys that I knew that liked me. I was like, and like, we went out to eat. Everything was nice. One guy, we went, had drinks. We got food. We had more drinks. I was like, and then he took me home. He gave me a kiss and he took me home. That was it. I was like, I didn't understand. I thought like a date ends with sex. And I was like, no pressure, but, you know, like, what's up? And he was like, oh, okay. And so we, like, turned, and I was like, okay, I guess we're going back to his place. So I was like, listen, I can't read the room. Like, are you good? Do you want to? And he's like, yeah, we'll go back to my place. So we went back to his place, which I had already established she lived alone. So that's why I went for it. So we went back to his place, and he has a cute little studio apartment. It's not even little. Like, it's big. Like, it's nice. And we're sitting on the couch, and we started kissing again. Kisses were like, whatever. I need like real making out kisses, but whatever. Kisses were fine. So some of these into biting and this and that. And I was like, well, then bite me. Listen, if he wasn't holding back and that was the biting, that was terrible. That's not biting, baby. That's not biting. I felt like a fruit bat was sucking on me. So we kissed. He sucked on my tits. We were on the couch making out. My pants came off. My socks came off. His shirt came off. Finally, his hat and beanie came off. And we make it to the bed. He starts to finger me. That was pretty good. It took a little while to get into, like, a really good rhythm, but, like, that was good. I'm stroking his dick. Take his boxers off. Then he's like, oh, let me get a condom. So he gets the condom. Average size. Very average size. But I was like, I can make this work. And he puts it on. I have him lay down. He lays down. And I get on top. And it just, it felt good. It felt good. Like, how do I describe it? It just, it felt good. And so I'm on top, I don't know, a few minutes. I'm grinding, I'm going. And then, like, he gets in this one position. And that was it. It was in, and it felt good. And I kept grinding and pushing against him. And it came. Like, it came. Instead of telling him it was coming, I was moaning. I was, you know, moaning, making it, you know. I wasn't putting on a performance, but I was definitely more vocal. And he had mentioned that it had been a while since he had had sex. So I was like, okay, this shouldn't, like, take too long. So I wanted to make sure that I got mine. And so I did that. And then he's kind of smiling. I'm like, what? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm like, did you call me? He's like, I don't know. I think I did. And I was like, damn, you think you did? And he's like, let me check. So I get off. And he's like, yeah, I did. I was like, okay. So it was fun. It was good. I would have really liked it. I would have licked my pussy just a little bit. Just a little bit. But that's fine. It was still good. I came. I enjoyed it. Then we chilled. We didn't, like, cuddle, but, like, we chilled for a little bit. We watched Ted Lasso. And what I liked was he started it from the very first episode. It was no, oh, well, this is where I'm at and catch up and you'll get it. No, 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 he started from the first episode. So I really liked that. And he had made me a drink. So all in all, he's cool. He's a little bit weird. I like a little bit weird. He checks the boxes, you know, got his own place, not too far, nice to me. And so, yes, that is the story lately of the Tinder boys, the Tinder guys, the Tinder stories. So, you're welcome, my friend-ish, because you give the compliments, but I'll be honest, you know how much I like money. So, feel free to send me a tip, send all the tips, folks, Venmo. Inkedmuse9, INKED. It's on the fucking thing, isn't it? Anyway, send some money. Cash App is the same. Oh, Cash App is the same. So you could send money Cash App, Venmo. If you have my number and you're listening to this, you can send Zelle. I like gift cards too. I like everything. Mostly I like tongue in my butt. So thank you for listening. Ciao.